Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Amy Whipple to the podcast with Bourbon in the Bay, which is located in the Baymont. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about Bourbon in the Bay.
Bourbon in the Bay is actually a sister restaurant to Sam's Pizza Pub. So we have, although, you know, it's a different location, we have a lot of the, all of the same pizzas that Sam's Pizza serves. But we also have a little bit of a more eclectic menu in the aspect of the appetizers. We have some baked macaroni and cheese, some spinach and artichoke dip, a charcuterie board, and those type of things. And then we also have kind of a very vast collection of bourbons, hence, you know, Bourbon in the Bay, the name. But also we have a pretty good selection of other, you know, spirits as well. We have some really great tequilas, you know, some that, you know, not every restaurant in Hot Springs carries. So it's kind of an eclectic, unique spot for those type of things as well. So, and then of course we get to cater to tourists being in a hotel, right. But also we have a pretty great local following. So that's obviously, you know, something that's exciting and you like, so.
Yeah. So you said that y'all have been around for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. So that would put y'all before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about how things got started and kind of, I know that you said you've been involved a little bit, but you haven't really been one of the main people behind it since the start. But kind of tell me how y'all were able to make it through the COVID mess.
Well, it's hard for me to say because I wasn't really mm-hmm. involved at that point in time. I think something that was really great for, you know, for Hot Springs in general in the restaurant business, you know, it was really great to see how people rallied around restaurants and because they had that ability to do to-go orders. You know, it was awesome to see how many people really went out and spent money to keep those, you know, local restaurants afloat. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, even now being on the lake, you know, we have a unique situation, you know, where Sam's Pizza has a pretty good following. And a lot of times if they get busy, you know, during the summertime, they would say, you know, well, I'll just call over to Bourbon in the Bay. They have our same pizzas. Call over there. By the time you get over there, they'll have your food ready, you know. So that kind of stuff was really, the ability to do the to-go orders was really unique.
So obviously being in a hotel kind of has its own benefits and you know, negatives. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what it's like being inside the hotel and what y'all are able to do and whatnot.
I think one of the biggest challenges for me since I took over in October has been really recognition, like getting people to recognize that it's not just a hotel, you know. Yeah, there's a sign at the you know, right under the Baymont sign that says there's Bourbon in the Bay, but it doesn't really tell you what it is, you know. And so a lot of that has been a challenge for sure to get out on. I mean, I'm thankful for social media because you can, you know, that's within your control to get people to recognize that there's an actual restaurant in there. And, you know, a lot of people, I hear, because when people do come in, I always ask them, how did you hear about us, you know? And I hear a lot of people say, well, we didn't realize you had food, or, you know, we thought you were just a, you know, a bar, or, you know, so trying to, that's of course been a challenge, but, you know, every day it gets better. And here, you know, hearing people say that, oh, we saw this post on Facebook and we've been seeing it for a while and we just thought, okay, we'll come in. And, you know, then word of mouth really helps you. You know, I do love that about the Hot Springs community, though, is there's so many great restaurants all around and everybody loves to patronize them all. And, you know, there's not really a it's not really a competition. It's community, you know, and so that's been really nice to see.
Yeah. So, you know, how have y'all worked to kind of combat the fact that people do seem to think, you know, well, it's just a bar or it's just a hotel bar?
Yeah. I think the best, you know, the best thing I can say is once you get the people in there, mm-hmm. making them feel like they're at home and making them feel like, you know, helping them realize that it's not just a bar, you mm-hmm. know, resetting their expectations a little bit. And, you know, we have live music quite a bit, and who doesn't love live music? That always makes you, you know, makes a lot of people feel at home. And so I think the getting them in there is the toughest part. But once you do, you know, making them feel like it's a great, you know, hot spot with a killer view of the lake, mm-hmm. you know, and just talking to them, making them feel like they're family, you know, that's really been, that's been my goal anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's been what's, you know, what's excited me. And seeing them come back. Seeing them come back is like, okay, I did something right. You know, we're doing something right. But yeah, the getting them in their part has been, it's been the challenge. But once we do, I see a lot of a consistent following. So I'm hopeful to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, you mentioned Facebook a while ago. You know, I know that y'all have had several different things that y'all have been posting on Facebook, mm-hmm. trying to get people in. Obviously, that's something that works because people keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, people keep saying that they see it. So, you know, are there any big promotions that y'all have kind of got coming up that, you know, you want to tease?
I know we have our weekly specials. You know, Wednesday nights we do Half Price House Wine. Thursdays we do some tequila specials, and we always have Jerry Lewis play music on Thursdays. And then Fridays we do rum mojito specials. Saturdays kind of our bourbon and whiskey tastings. We do a different, you know, we kind of feature a different bourbon or whiskey every Saturday. And then Sundays we do mimosas and beer. And then we usually always try to have music on Fridays and Saturdays. Sometimes that doesn't always happen, but we usually always try to. We also are looking to do, we're looking to do some different events for some different tastings, but also I'm really looking to do some different events that we can have, like, some more involvement in the community. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the, you know, I mean, Hot Springs is a tourist location, and so you have your tourists that come in, but, it, you know, there's those times in the season where, you know, we don't always have the tourist here, and you really want to be able to have your locals that feel comfortable, you know, to come year-round. And so I really want to do some things that can involve us in the community. We, you know, I've been talking with the Cooper Anthony Mercy Child Advocacy Center. We're talking about doing an event for them, you know, where we have a specialty cocktail and, you know, have some guest bartenders come in, donate those tips to the, you know, the Child Advocacy Center, and but also do, you know, something similar like that for several different, you know, maybe the Humane Society and the different local community charities around Hot Springs. I really want to do that kind of stuff because that's something that's really near and dear to me. So,
right. Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com. So you mentioned the live music. Is it mostly local people that you try to bring in for the live music, or do you kind of reach out and try to get some?
Mostly local, regional, and this, you know, we've had some come from Little Rock, some from, we had a guy from Russellville, so mostly local, you know, because the travel is hard, you know, sure. Hard on them, unless they're passing through. But, you know, I mean, of course, we love to support our local musicians, so yeah. Most of them are local, yeah.
So, you know, obviously, like you said earlier, bourbon is kind of your thing. You know, what are some of the bourbons that y'all might have that, you know, most people either don't think about or would be surprised to see on the shelf?
We do have plantains, which is very hard to find sometimes. And we have Buffalo Trace. We've, of course, got your, you know, your Crown Royal and all of that. But we also have, we have the Woodford, of course. We have Four Roses. The biggest ones that, you know, are a little more hard to find just because, you know, they're not around as much as those, of course, Blanton's and Buffalo Trace.
Do y'all have any, you know, specialty cocktails or anything like that?
We do, and I do. I actually brought that list. We have, we also carry Bullet. So we have a Bullet Old Fashioned that's a good specialty cocktail. And then we have a margarita that is made from 1800 coconut-infused tequila. And so we wanted to do something like that, kind of felt summery. And then we have a drink called the Jewels that has Old Dominic gin and elderflower, and it actually has edible shimmer in it. So it's a very glittery drink. And then we have a basil teeny with cucumber mint vodka and fresh basil, and then a pink flamingo, which is blue chair coconut rum and key lime juice. So it's not just lime juice, it's lime juice from Key West. So,
right. What's one of the biggest things that y'all see that people tend to order regularly, whether it's food or drinks?
The charcuterie board is, everyone is just wild about a charcuterie board. So we get that a lot. And I would say probably, you know, our pizzas are hard to pass up. But as far as like an appetizer goes, the charcuterie boards, really probably the biggest thing. And then I would say the spinach dip and baked mac and cheese. So everybody loves a good mac and cheese.
Right.
So
I know that you said you've only been there since October, but, you know, do y'all have any, you know, big plans, anything coming down the pike that, you know, y'all have that, that might be interesting that you might want to talk about? Or
I don't really have a date set for it yet, but I am talking to a local, one of the other local places. We wanted to do a bourbon and cigar tasting now that, you know, today the weather's not all that great, but now that the weather's starting to warm up, we wanted to try and do something because we have, you know, not only are we in the hotel, but we have a huge patio space that we can utilize as well out by the pool, and we have cabanas out there. And so we wanted to kind of set something up outside and do, you know, a kind of a pairing with bourbon and cigars. It's not really set in stone yet. I don't really have all of the specifics, but that's been something that's kind of been on the radar that actually I've had several locals that do come in suggest that. So of course, you know, when you have your locals suggesting stuff, you want to try your best to make that happen. So that is in the works, working with someone else local to help me with that. So we want to do that soon.
And I know that you said that it is more of a restaurant, so I assume that, you know, smoking has to happen outside and that kind of thing. Do y'all have like a patio out back or?
Yeah, so the restaurant sits right, I mean, there's a patio door that goes out from the restaurant to the patio, and there's a huge space that has a fire pit, and then over by the pool, there's some tables. But yeah, there's a pretty bit, the patio pretty much goes the entire length of the Baymont Hotel out there, and I mean, walks right down to the lake, where there's some boat parking and everything. So it's, our windows of the restaurant are walk out to the patio, and that patio is probably, you know, probably 15 feet and you're at the lake. So it's a pretty good sized patio. So
yeah, you know, obviously, like you said, the weather's not great today, but we've got you know, we've had some warm weather, we've got some more that's coming up, so obviously, you know, people are starting to get outside and want to enjoy that kind of stuff too. So obviously want to enjoy some cocktails outside. Do y'all have any plans for any kind of special, you know, spring, summer cocktails or kind of?
I'm working on it now. I'm open to suggestions. That is the funnest and one of the most difficult parts of it is changing that, you know, because you want to obviously do what what people are going to like, but you want to be able to have a different cocktail for each spirit per se. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun because you can be artistic, but also you want to make sure that it's something that's going to sell, you know, and people are going to enjoy. So I am working on that. I don't really have anything, you know, right now. I know we have a drink that we had last year that was called a watermelon crush, and I cannot remember everything that it had in it, but I know it was watermelon vodka, I think. And evidently everyone loved that and has been asking for it, so I'm pretty sure that will go back on the menu. So, but other than that, I, you know, you want them to be refreshing and, you know, summery, of course. So we're excited for summer.
Yeah.
Being on the lake is very, we're fortunate for that. So it's an exciting time.
So, you know, tell me a little bit about your bar staff. I understand you've got, you know, at least, you know, a couple of folks that have been around for a while.
Yeah. Our bartender is named Lobo. He has, I believe, been in Hot Springs and in the restaurant realm for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And he has been a huge help to me, because, you know, especially because I haven't, you know, really been in the restaurant business for that length of time. So he's been wonderful. And, you know, that's what I love about my staff, is I love hearing their ideas. And, you know, to me, it's like a partnership. You know, it's not just me telling them this is how it's going to be. You know, we're a really good team. And I love letting them be creative as well, because they know how to serve their customers. You know, they know what people like and what people want. So I want to obviously be cognizant of that and, you know, work with and have them work with me. So he has been a wonderful asset. So I'm excited to kind of see where we go this summer. And then we have Dalton, who he works in our kitchen, but he's also, you know, eager and excited to learn the bartending and the serving side of things as well. Mm-hmm. So they're a good team. So
is there anything that we didn't touch on that you want to mention?
Other than I hope people come and give us a chance.
Yeah. So like you said, you're in the Baymont. What's that address, and how can somebody reach out to y'all?
5321 Central Avenue is the address, and you'll call 501-520-5522, and that is the Baymont, so they will be able to transfer you directly into the restaurant that way. So, and another, you know, another cool thing that we do offer room service there as well. So that's been really exciting to see how that kind of plays out. So we just really started doing that more this year. So as we gain more staff, that will make it easier.
Right.
So.
All right. Sounds great. Well, I appreciate you coming by.
Well, me too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.